I bought a house on Wednesday and I haven't told you. I just realised all week I haven't told you guys about this house I bought.
Oh, where was it?
I'll tell you later. What do you want to talk about?
Was it in John Parade at Merriweather?
How'd you know that?
Well, a John Parade Merriweather home has broken the $10 million barrier.
Yeah, all right.
Smashing Newcastle's record. Can you believe
it? That's insane. $10 million.
For $10.25 million.
We're getting into Hollywood prices.
It is crazy.
Isn't it mad?
It last sold in 2011, so, you know, 11 years ago, for $2.6 million. It's gone up $8 million in 11 years.
You might all hear our laugh is a crazy laugh.
It's 500% it's gone up.
It's a two-level home. It's got 5 bedrooms, right. 3 bathrooms.
Yep.
A permit was approved to upgrade the property in 2016.
Upgrade.
Upgrade.
Oh. Wouldn't you love it, though? It's like you meet the person who bought it. Oh, mate, congratulations. Yeah, we're going to knock it down.
Oh, my God.
Knock it down, rebuild. 10 mil.
I know the house, actually.
Yeah, same. I know the house. I saw it at realestate.com flip up. But
incredible.
Yeah, it's a lovely house, great views and things like that. But, you know, that's where we're at now, gang.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, with the other side of the coin is we're all talking about rate rises, interest rates and all of that. Oh, gee, what will we do? Well, people are still spending that sort of money.
I know
that house.
Yeah, most of us know it.
Next to the apartments there.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So in this story, though, three other properties in Newcastle and Lake Macquarie have reached the $7 million barrier.
One was the Chiefs.
Including $7,375,000 Whitebridge home, now owned by Adam McDougall.
Bought it off Chief.
Yeah. Mm. He bought the Chiefs. What else is...
Which is something you never do.
I know. I thought that was a bit strange.
Suddenly the chief will answer the phone. Yeah, what is it, man, dog? No, the faucets, mate.
I know.
Yeah, when was the last time you replaced the washers and those?
I know. I thought it was a little bit weird because he would have visited Chief in that home so many times, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I like what you're saying there, Steve. It's the 5 degrees of separation.
You never buy a car off a friend. You never buy a house off a friend.
I was even nervous when Risey's brother's friends bought my old house at Mayfield. I'm thinking, oh, bloody hell, Risey's going to... I'm going to go to work and Risey will be going, hey, T, with the pool filter.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was so nervous.
Well, see, for me, because you're more honest, for me it would be all the dodgy things I covered up with paint. Hey, Steve, you know that wall? Yeah, it just fell over.
So, and Mad Dog's built. I wouldn't be. I mean, I know Chief is too, but I hope Chief didn't bodge you up too much.
Well, yeah. You just never know. You know, it was a cheap little house.
It was a cheap little
starter-upper.
It was pretty cheap.